אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ron Weiser. I'm a member of the Board of Governors of the Jewish Agency and a past president of the Zionist Federation of Australia.
Ron, you've always been following Israeli politics very closely. And I wanted to ask you about the new Israeli government, the new unity government, ending 18 months of political paralysis that paralyzed the country. What can you tell us about this new unity government?
Well, I think it almost came into being despite itself and a surprise to everybody. Gantz took quite a remarkable risk that could either end his political career or see him in 18 months as the next Prime Minister of Israel, and came into coalition with Netanyahu. In the end, it's an extremely large majority of the Knesset, at least 70 to 75 members. It's a very big government, which will cost a lot, but which will be cheaper than the cost of another election. And it will allow Israel to deal, as it's the coalition agreement details, firstly with the coronavirus and then secondly with the potential issues around annexation.
So do you think it's a workable government?
I think that because there are no real ideological differences in the government, nor indeed in the three elections that led to it, mainly personality differences, it can work. And I was quite surprised to hear Ayala Shaked, for instance, give her opinion that it would be a government that would run for 3 years. In the nature of this coalition and with Netanyahu having to hand over the prime ministership in 18 months' time, a lot of people are not certain that this one will go 3 years.
The big question is, and I think the public also is asking, do you think that in 18 months, Gantz will be the next prime minister?
Well, I'm not sure that Gantz himself thinks that in 18 months he'll be the next prime minister, but it's written into the agreement. Unless there's some maneuver down the track that we can't foresee, the only alternative to that would be, for some reason, a breakup of the coalition and the call of an early election, which could, of course, happen. But for the moment, Gantz is in quite a strong position despite his small numbers within the actual coalition. And he has very large hold on some of the key portfolios, which is, of course, what's upsetting Likud members.
Of course. Can you tell us what portfolios they are going to hold, Gantz and his party?
To begin with, defense minister, foreign minister. These are amongst the top three positions. A foreign minister is perhaps not as powerful, but it's extremely symbolic. He will hold the justice portfolio. He will control who will be the speaker of the Knesset and not let Yuli Edelstein back to that position after the contretemps he had with the High Court. Basically, Gantz will have the equal number of ministers as the Likud. He's in a strong position.
But I believe that they are going to rotate the ministry, the foreign ministry. The Ministry of Defense is going to rotate.
Sure. Once the top job swaps, then the other ministries will revert as well. But by that time, Gantz, if that happens, will be the prime minister. So, you know, that will be the top job, with Netanyahu as his deputy. Netanyahu hasn't been anybody's deputy for more than a decade now. So that in itself will be an interesting thing to see.
I must admit that I was very surprised that when Gantz left Lapid and decided to form a coalition with Netanyahu. Were you also surprised?
Well, yes. I mean, effectively, Gantz had only made two promises to the electorate, and none of them were on actual policies. One was that his party was a Zionist party and wouldn't join with the Arab coalition, or the coalition of Arab parties. And then the other one was that he wouldn't join with Netanyahu. Well, he broke the first promise by trying to join in with the joint list, the Arab parliamentarians, or Knesset members. And then he switched right across, split his party in two, and joined with Netanyahu. So very surprising maneuvers. Of course, he used the justification of the coronavirus to do so. But in one way, that Netanyahu has come out a real winner, firstly being the first time prime minister in this rotation agreement. But secondly, in Gantz's party not really being big enough now, what's left of it, to cause Netanyahu too much trouble if Netanyahu decides to go to another election, and the opposition is split.
We're talking to Dr. Ron Weiser AM, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. I would like to ask you about the foreign policies and the peace process with this government. What is your take on it?
Well, there's no peace process. If you're talking about the foreign policies, it's all today. I mean, there's unanimity in Israel. Let's get out of the way what everybody agrees on. Everybody agrees on trying to limit or remove Iran from Syria and those issues. But the question facing this government, and it's even written into the coalition agreement, is what to do about the Trump plan. In other words, what to do about annexation. And the surprising thing is that everybody has a problem in Israel with the question of annexation, but from different points of view. From the left point of view, the problem is that they're not happy to do it unilaterally and then without an agreement with the Palestinians, and they're concerned that it won't leave a viable Palestinian state. But the right in Israel is no more in favor of the Trump plan because they're not willing to pay the price that the Trump plan requires. I mean, in return for getting or being able to annex 30% of Yehuda Shomron or the West Bank, Israel has to give up 70% and not only give it up, but give it up to a Palestinian entity. And the right's not happy about paying that price. So in the coalition agreement, it's all up to Netanyahu. Everybody agrees on what areas ultimately should be part of the state of Israel. The disagreement is on the timing and whether you do it unilaterally or not and whether you want to upset particularly Jordan and other potential Arab countries that might be involved in this process. So it's a big question of judgment for Netanyahu. Well, he's got till the beginning of July to make clear his position.
Well, it seems the Palestinians, before even Israel made the decision, already saying that they will no longer be bound by agreements that it signed with Israel and the United States if Israel annexes the West Bank.
As I say, they won't be annexing the West Bank. We're talking about a maximum of 30% of it. But I don't think the Palestinians, whether rightly or wrongly, but I don't think the Palestinians really are the looming large in this whole equation. They've decided to remove themselves from the process, and this is really a matter between Netanyahu, or let's say Israel, the United States, and important allies, and the peace treaties with Jordan and with Egypt. It's really going to be a question as to, and I don't believe Netanyahu, by the way, will annex the 30%, but probably he'll have to do something symbolically, may do some small type of annexation, but it's very hard to see what he'll do exactly. The luxury that Netanyahu has is that whatever happens, he's got someone to blame. If he only annexes very small amounts or almost nothing at all, he'll blame that on blue and white, being in the coalition and having to hold the coalition together. And if he agrees to again to a Palestinian entity, he'll blame that on Trump as the price that Trump demanded for the process.
And do you think that Yamina will join the coalition eventually? I'm talking about Naftali Bennett.
Yamina already won, you know, Rafi Peretz has
split right.
He's in the government. Listen, Bennett and Lieberman will support any form of annexation outside of the government, which will give Netanyahu an even bigger majority for this. Netanyahu doesn't want Bennett really in the government, but he doesn't he wants to minimize his power, and Bennett in opposition will struggle, I think. Whether they'll join down the track, I don't know. But when it comes to important pieces of legislation, you know, Bennett won't oppose them.
Dr. Ron Weiser, AM, thank you so much. רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.